It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being in the crosshairs of Ron DeSantis and his anti-woke crusade. You can join us here on the radio. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Hello.
And Pip Helix. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody. Are you sure?
On the show, In-N-Out Burger says, no mask! No mask. In School of Fools, a college professor is fired over essays about racial justice. And drunks in the news, Governor DeSantis wants to sue Bud Light. He wants to give it to them right in the old can. That's what Ron DeSantis wants to do.
Now.
And we'll resume our scamming scammers with Elon Musk. But first, I guess we will talk about In-N-Out Burger, which was my blog this week. So here's the deal. In-N-Out Burger is a popular fast food chain, not in every state, but in plenty of states. They'll soon ban its employees in 5 states from wearing masks, emphasizing the importance of customer service, according to a new policy. Starting on August 14th, In-N-Out employees in those states who want to wear a mask must have a valid medical note exempting him or her, or however they identified, from this requirement, a company memo says. Those who wear a mask for medical reasons must wear a company-provided N95 mask, it says. Because when I think In-N-Out Burger, I think company-provided masks. I don't know why it has to be their mask.
I don't know.
The new policy will apply to the chain's employees in Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, Texas, and Utah. Our goal is to continue to provide safe and customer-centric store and support environments that balance 2 things that In-N-Out Burger is known for. Cholesterol? No.
arterial blockage?
Yes, no. What are they known for? I have never eaten.
Yeah.
What are they known for? Exceptional customer service and unmatched standards for health, safety, and quality. Yeah, I'll tell you what, that In-N-Out Burger is a regular Michelin star restaurant.
I bet.
I mean, I can't speak to this. I've never eaten an In-N-Out Burger.
No.
But clearly, you know, they're writing the press. Those who fail to comply with the new guidelines could be fired. We believe this policy will also help to promote clear and effective communication both with our customers and among our associates, the members of the company said, that's going to make horrible radio. Anyway, the company said employees in Oregon and California locations who choose to are required to wear a mask must wear a company-provided N95 mask. So apparently in Oregon and California, communication isn't as important. There's a wildfire. What? And then they're burned to a crisp. Why? Because they wore a mask and couldn't communicate properly. Dr. Judy Stone, an infectious disease physician, criticized the new policy, saying in a tweet, which is how all policies should be criticized in tweet form, that it violates the Centers for Disease Control Prevention's COVID-19 recommendation, and she urged followers to contact In-N-Out's corporate headquarters. But don't wear a mask when you're doing it, because they won't be able to understand you. We need you to communicate effectively. All right, well, are we in 2020? Really? I mean, we're in 2023. Nobody, if people want to wear a mask at this point, and there's not that many of them,
no.
What is the big deal? And I'll tell you another thing. As a consumer of food,
yes.
And if you look at me, you can tell I'm very proficient at this hobby of mine. As a consumer of food, I wish they'd all wear masks. You know what? Yeah. I don't need accidental saliva or intentional. Yeah. As the case may be, people speak, saliva comes out. Well, you know, we were not built with sneeze guards. You know what protects some of that spit? A mask. I wish they would all wear masks. I mean, yeah, it's true. What?
Being the devil's advocate.
Well, that's your job. He hired you.
Funny. Being the devil's advocate, maybe In-N-Out Burger are worried that with nobody really wearing masks, if you have one person in the restaurant wearing a mask, out of maybe 12 employees, is that person sick? And does it give an optic that a sick person is working in the restaurant? Maybe that's what they're worried
about. No, because if they were sick, they should just stay home.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I'm sick and they drag me into work, I don't want to wear a mask. I'll be sneezing all over the place, so you do send me home. No.
Gross.
I think they're trying to get into some culture war that we already fought. I mean, because communication, we've all learned how to communicate with people wearing masks. Is it as easy as if they were not wearing masks? No. But we've all learned, because we had plenty of practice, to communicate. Sorry. What a stupid thing to do.
It's just bizarre.
If you went into the store and the person at the counter was wearing a mask, and would you feel comfortable? And I don't care. I'm just trying to bring up some points. Would you feel uncomfortable?
No, I'd feel uncomfortable if they looked into my eyes and started touching themselves. But that but no, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable because I see people walking around wearing masks. Does it strike me as a little odd when I see somebody walking down the street by themselves in 2023 wearing a mask, or they're alone in a car in 2023 wearing a mask? Does it strike me as odd? Yes. But I have never said, you know what, I need to get on the horn right away. This can't stand. Demask that person. No. Why are we appealing to
these? Maybe they're worried. Now, listen to me. Maybe they're worried that, you know, it would be it would look weird. Look, if it was Joe Curry Burger, wear a mask. You know, that's fine. Kayla, as long as you, you're good customer service and everything,
You know what's weird? You know what's weird? The whole anti-masker argument back in 2020 and 21 was personal freedom, liberty. I have the personal freedom not to wear a mask. And that was a whole big thing throughout the country. And we certainly had many a conversation about it on this show. But now it seems like those people are taking away the personal freedoms of the people who want to wear the mask.
Yeah. It does sound like that. And it seems like, what a ridiculous stance to take. You're not allowed to wear that. I don't think that people would be concerned, why are you wearing it? We've just been through a 100-year pandemic, Spanish flu. And then we had this one. And, most people were not alive to see the Spanish flu. So it was unique to all of us. And we're like, oh, my God, what is this? This is terrible. But
it's a chain.
Yeah. But the thing is that we should have gotten used to this look by now. We shouldn't be afraid. Why is somebody wearing a mask? It's their personal choice.
Listen, this company is known as a conservative company. Yeah. And there were mask issues in the throes of COVID-19. I just think it's bad for business to do this now.
Yeah.
We've all moved past it. No, who in 2023 is still waging the anti-mask war?
Don't you have other things to move on to?
And why would you pay attention to that, Karen?
It's so unimportant. But like you said, I think that it would be more sanitary when you're dealing with food. I'd be happy to see somebody wearing a mask. That's okay. It's all right. You do you, boo.
I want them masks. I want them wearing gloves. I want them in hazmat suits. Keep these people as far away from my food as possible.
Aren't there enough people in my food before I get it? I would like to have less other human in my food.
As a matter of fact, I would like the mask on the sign. Go, this mask was worn in the preparation in your food.
Mask. Can I get a mask on the side?
I'd like a
and
mask.
Barbecue sauce.
Yes, thank you. I don't understand it. I will tell you this. I've never eaten an In-N-Out burger. I hear it's good food, I guess.
People say it's delicious.
But I will say this. Because of this, I will not, if given the opportunity.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's so stupid and ridiculous. Whereas if before, if they hadn't done this, I'd eat it in an In-N-Out burger. I don't care. Yeah. It's kind of like Chick-fil-A. Like, I know some of their policies and everything, and I have eaten a Chick-fil-A for, it tastes like a chicken sandwich to me, but I know people love it.
Yeah.
But if I have a choice, I won't eat there now because you're being ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't like their stance on LGBTQ agenda, their issues. So I won't eat there. I stopped. I didn't a lot before, but now I absolutely won't.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Yeah.
I won't eat there because I'm not going to sit in the line like the Great Census to get a chicken sandwich.
There's that reason, too. All right, when we come back, social justice essays. That'll get a professor fired in Florida. We'll talk about that.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging out with us at the Den, Davin's Den. I am Davin. I'm joined by Joe and Pip. We are having fun at stupid people's expense. That's what we do. That's what we do. But not the underprivileged stupid. The privileged stupid.
Absolutely.
And in that vein, we will do some School of Fools. A Florida English professor whose lessons about racial justice put him at odds with university administrators has been fired, the professor said. And of course, he went right to social media because that's what you do. You don't even take your potted plant anymore. You go, hold on, I need to post this. My followers need to know what's happening in real time. Sam Jokel, a veteran professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University, said in a statement Thursday that the West Palm Beach School had made the disappointing decision to terminate my contract early. The move comes a month after school administrators told Jokel they were investigating a concern raised by a parent that he was indoctrinating his students by incorporating lessons about racial justice into his writing composition course. How dare you speak of justice when my students are in there? They are not here for justice. One parent has complained. One is the loneliest number and stupidest. Jokel, who has taught at the 3,700 student Christian school for 2 decades, so he's been around the block, said he has long included teachings about racial justice in the class and that administrators had never expressed concerns about them before, but that was before there was one parent who complained.
In 2 decades.
They did this for a clear reason. My decision to teach and speak about racial justice, Jokel said. Oddly enough, this is no joke. The timing of this is not a coincidence, as we are dealing with an anti-woke crusade from our hero, Governor DeSantis, and other far-right politicians and activists. PBA, not to be confused with PBJ, which is delicious. PBA was clearly influenced by this toxic political ideology. Students in Jokel's class read and analyze passages about the topic, discuss them, and write short essays of their own, but he said he does not express his own opinions on the issues examined and does not require students to take a certain stance on them. So he's bringing a topic to the table, and they are writing their opinions on it, and that is that. It sounds like a writing essay. The school declined to comment on the matter, but they will be writing an essay on it soon. But its provost said last month in an internal memo obtained by the Palm Beach Post, part of the USA Today network, that she was seeking to better understand the pedagogical rationale for including these extensive lectures in a Composition 2 class.
And I got to point that pedagogical is a key word here because I don't even know what the hell it means.
No, you didn't even say it right.
Teaching.
Whatever. Thank you. But I said it right.
Pedagogical.
Yeah, there you go.
There's nothing pedagogical about this topic. Faculty are free to choose a theme that unifies their Composition 2 course. Now we have to unify the class? Provost Shelley Templeton wrote, however, it is important that the Composition 2 objectives remain the focus of the course. Students and former students pepper the university president's office with support. Ooh, and a power failure. That's fun, too. Jesus Christ.
Was there something we said, God?
God's had enough of this nonsense. I'm talking about Christian University. I don't need you pedagogicals talking about this. Published a letter signed by more than 300 students and former students. A separate online petition to save his job has garnered more than 1,800 signatures. All right. So basically, he might sue. He might sue over this.
Good.
Why? The guy's taught for 2 decades. He's kept his pants zipped, his pecker zipped up. Yeah, I mean, the kids like him. Why? One parent has a complaint. Oh no.
Yeah. One parent has a complaint. Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. I.
There he is. All right.
There he is. Yeah, there's... what is this? For two decades, the guy's been great. He has, you know, so many signatures saying what a great teacher he is. And all of a sudden, they're jumping down his throat because he's been doing this all this time. Not telling them what to think. Not telling them what to say. Just giving them a topic and saying, run with it. And that's a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's preaching.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like he's, he's teaching. Oh, my God.
And I don't see a problem with the subject matter.
No, not at all. I mean, and he's not saying, you know, it's not like they're getting marked down if they have an opinion other than his.
We don't even know what his opinion is.
No, he hasn't stated it. They assumed it.
They're just cowering to DeSantis.
Absolutely.
I mean, why?
Oh, and to the right, because, the oppression of free thought is de rigueur.
Remember when it was a snowflake, when you were a snowflake, when you couldn't hear words or topics that you didn't like?
I don't like that word. Pedagogical upsets me.
There's a gosh darn blizzard at this university, at this Christian university.
Apparently.
And it's not the students.
No, it's from the top down.
And really, you're a college student. You need mommy and daddy to intervene? This isn't high school. This isn't elementary school. You're an adult. What are we raising?
Well, it doesn't seem like it's the kids that are raising the problem. There was one parent. One parent in two decades. That's absurd that one person could wield that much control. But really, it's the one person that's speaking to the current rationale of the far right and what they would like to happen.
DeSantis was scheduled to speak there.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, listen, I think Florida is going to face a shortage of teachers if this keeps up. Why would you want to teach there?
No, you know what? When people are putting their own political guidelines on your curriculum. Now we're facing, a much bigger problem. There's an attack on education and free thought.
I mean, listen, you can have guidelines. I mean, you don't want them teaching, hey, Nazis were on the right side of World War II.
No, of course not.
You can have guidelines. And listen, I understand if this was a composition class and the teacher was going on and on about his views.
Right. No, that would be a problem.
But like, this is not that class. But he's just making them really write. He's actually ahead of the time. But I mean, you know, this is hot button stuff. You know, with George Floyd and Antifa, mm-hmm, and the riots that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
We'll get back to him shortly.
Yes, but the other thing is that it's exactly the opposite of what they're claiming happened. They're saying that, he is indoctrinating them and telling them what to think. And as a matter of fact, by taking away the opportunity for this teacher to allow them to write what they think about a topic, they are taking away their ability to think.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they are indoctrinating. They're
indoctrinating.
It's a little much.
No, it is, and it's worrisome to me that there's such a rash of these kind of attacks on, teachers being able to have free thought and, free expression in their classroom, because the classroom is just sort of a microcosm of the whole country. They don't want free thought in the schools because they don't want free thought in the populace, because people can think for themselves, can also fight for themselves.
This is the type of teacher that walks into an In-N-Out Burger with a mask and causes a problem. All right. When we come back, we will do some drunks in the news. Speaking of Governor DeSantis, he's done with Disney. Well, not really. Now he's got Bud Light in his crosshairs. We'll tell you what's going on with that.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. I am trying to find the drunk in the news. We haven't done drunks in the news.
Apparently, he's in your seat.
The drunk is in the news. Where is that thing? Hold on.
Where is that thing?
There we go.
Where drunks I in the put news. It?
There we go. All right, let's play some drunks in the news.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
So we like to do our drunks in the news. We like to start. Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers, had over 200 synonyms. 200 words to say that he was sloshed drunk. So we like to bring a new one to you every time we do this topic. So this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term. By the way, not one of my favorite ones. Sometimes he has ones that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. This week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term for being drunk: generous. So generous. So generous. So after the show on Friday, Joe probably got generous, which is something nobody's ever said about Joe before.
And I did get generous. Very tasty beer they have.
Well, they should. It's a brewery. A cidery.
I think that's kind of lame. I don't like that one.
Yeah, well, take it up with him.
He has much better. Ben, we have to talk.
The guy was probably buying everybody drinks at the pub and stuff like that because he's all hammered.
There you
go.
That's
probably why he was generous.
Not bad. Possible. All right. This man is commanding a lot of the show today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging that state's pension fund manager to consider legal action against Bud Light's parent company amid conservative backlash to the beer maker's recent marketing efforts. In a Thursday letter obtained by CNN, DeSantis suggests AB InBev breach legal duties owed to its shareholders when it decided to associate with radical social ideologies. Wow. Sales of Bud Light have plummeted in the months since it entered into a minor partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, then participated a boycott that precipitated a boycott from conservatives. All options are on the table, DeSantis wrote, as the state reviews the impact of AB InBev's recent financial downturn, though it's unclear what legal recourse the state might have to challenge a multinational corporation's business decisions. But you know what? It gets headlines, and he's the champion of the anti-woke crusade with white boots. Ooh, he's so sexy. We must prudently manage the funds of Florida's hardworking law enforcement officers, teachers, firefighters, and first responders in a manner that focuses on growing returns, not subsidizing ideological agenda through woke virtue signaling, which is why I went after Disney, who the pensions also have a lot of stock in. DeSantis wrote a letter to Lamar Taylor, the interim director of the State Board of Administration, the state agency that manages Florida's retirement funds for public workers. DeSantis oversees the board as a trustee, along with the state's attorney general and chief financial officer, both also Republicans. Speaking to Fox News on Thursday night about the letter, DeSantis said the state may consider a derivative lawsuit against AB InBev. Derivative lawsuits are filed by shareholders on behalf of a company against the corporation's director of officers alleging breach of duties. In a statement to CNN, Anheuser-Busch spokesperson said, Anheuser-Busch InBev takes our responsibility to our shareholders, employees, distributors, and customers seriously. We are focused on driving long-term sustainable growth for them by optimizing our business and providing consumers products to enjoy for any occasion as long as that enjoyment does not require quality taste. At the end of March, Florida's pension fund held more than 682,000 shares of AB InBev, valued at the time at nearly $46 million. The company's stock price has fallen since then from $66 a share to $58, though it's still higher than its 52-week low of $44 from September 2022, which was well before the controversy. He also tried to sue in regards to if Elon Musk was not allowed to take over Twitter. So he wanted to sue on their behalf, too. Amid the fallout, Modelo Especial has become the top-selling beer, overthrowing Bud Light from the top spot. It held for more than two decades, according to. So there you go. Bud Light sales in dollars have recently tumbled by about 25% year over year, according to data shared by Williams. I don't like the government suing corporations for bad marketing decisions. If they do something illegal that costs shareholders, I'm on board. Making a decision that didn't pan out, that's the market. When you buy...
And it's an absolute frivolous lawsuit. Look, I don't agree with the campaign. I don't agree that they launched that campaign. But that woman that planned that campaign did not have any intention of losing money. She was trying to build market share. Whether I agree or anybody agrees with it or not, that was her intention. For DeSantis to turn around and go, well, we're going to sue because of the fund. Nobody makes a purposeful decision to lose market share like that. If this winds up in court, the judge is going to throw this out. It's ridiculous.
But that's what DeSantis is. He's ridiculous. We had this kind of, I was at Sensei Fredico's house, a sponsor of this show, on Saturday. Hello, Sensei.
Hi.
And a little politics came up, not a lot. And the name DeSantis came up, and I said what I said about Trump before anybody else did. Now most people realize, he's a loser. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying it on this show when DeSantis was riding high. He is a loser. This is another example. Chris Christie will tell you, you're dividing the country and making the people who are going to vote for you small. This isn't capitalism. This is akin to communism, where the government, you know, pulls the levers of private companies to get the results that they want. Listen, if you invest in the stock market, you are gambling. Mm-hmm. If you are intelligent, you're gambling, hopefully based on your trust or non-trust in the executive board. Sometimes they do stuff that didn't work out. It wasn't illegal. It turned out.
And there are certain things that will do to pacify the far right. Like I said, I'm a conservative. However, this and when they were trying to outlaw the abortion pill is grandstanding. They're grandstanding. They don't have a legal basis for it. And it's not a hill you want to die on.
No. And it just seems like it is a little paranoid to think that, you know, companies are making decisions in order to lose money because the state has their pension system has invested in it. Who on earth thinks that that is true?
Well, maybe the state should invest the pension. Maybe we should stop investing pensions in the stock market because the stock market's volatile.
Yeah.
Bad, you know, companies make missteps.
It's a terrible idea.
You'd have to demonstrate a malicious attempt at losing market share, which, like I said, I disagree with the campaign, but there was absolutely no malicious attempt. The whole thing was to gain market share. A judge is going to throw this out. It's ridiculous. It's not a hill you want to die on.
And also, let's be honest, Ron DeSantis and his team are part of the reason why they've lost the market share. He's a big reason. He was an actor in why they've lost, because he's railing against Bud Light.
Yeah. You can't attack them.
The problem is likability, and this sure is not going to help.
I told you. The guy's a loser. I told you. If he gets the – Trump is going to eat him for dinner. And people are running away from Ron DeSantis. He's losing big donors. I've been saying it here before anybody else was – well, not before anybody. Before a lot of people, I said, watch Tim Scott. Mm-hmm. And Tim Scott is starting to climb in the polls. And people – you know, he's starting to get some of these big donors. Tim Scott's not a loser. I might not want him to necessarily win. But I'm telling you right now, he's much more of a threat to Joe Biden's presidency than Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump is. Tim Scott can win. Tim Scott can get moderate Democrats. Tim Scott can get independents. Mm. Ron DeSantis with his little woke, anti-woke wars, people are just tuning him out and go, you're an idiot. We don't want to fight about this. How are you going to make my life better? What is Joe Biden doing wrong that you are going to do better? That's what I want to hear. Nobody's going, you know what? Enough with this Bud Light and them losing all this money.
Really, it's so ridiculous. It's like, can you please focus on things that mean something to people at home? Focus on things that they actually live and die over. Are we really living and dying over transgender people drinking Bud Light? Is that the most crucial thing we should be talking about right now?
Yes, because I made it a topic. All right. When we come back, we will do Scamming Scammers. We will pick it up with my pal, Elon Musk. Don't go anywhere.
All right. This is Davinston.
And we are back. You are listening to La La La. You're listening to Davin's Den. Last week we met a scammer, Elon Musk. You know, I think he's really messaging me. I don't know why there was skepticism, but
I can't imagine.
But yeah, let me. I got to cue this up here, which is a problem. So talk amongst yourselves
about Elon Musk. Oh, must we?
Yes, you must.
That's
not the way. All right, here we go. Maybe this is the right one. If not, I have to edit it. Yeah, all right, here we go. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I'll know soon. Okay. Now, remember, Elon Musk would like me to invest, so I have other ideas, though.
Of course you do.
So this is where I last left off. I have a question. Like, when SpaceX goes into the next generation, I mean, you're always improving on your inventions. What do you think of calling the next-gen Space XXX? So that's where I left off with him. He goes, so I want you to invest in any of my companies, sir. Which would you prefer? Tesla, Starlink, UI? Just name any you are interested in. I go, dude, focus. Man, look at my suggestions. He goes, interesting, with the emoji of the scratching the chin
is thinking.
I go, seriously, Space XXX, penetrating the solar system. That is catchy as hell, dude.
Penetrating.
I go, are you there? He goes, am here. Now, it's not I am here. So, again, we know this to be am here is a trait of African scammers.
Yes, absolutely.
So he continues. So when do you suggest we do? So what do you suggest we do about it? I go, well, I think you should hire me to your marketing team. Probably PR too, because honestly, your reputation kind of blows these days. It used to be much better, but you've kind of jumped the pedestrian tunnel. Remember that was something he was building in California?
Oh, I didn't remember that. Jumped pedestrian tunnel.
Yes, that, I went for a deep cut.
Nice.
But I think we can help. I think we can help you if you are really ready to do the work. And he likes the comment. He goes, well, I'll think about it, but I want you to answer my question now. So, I want you to invest in any of my companies, sir. Which would you prefer? Tesla, Starlink, UI? Just name any you are interested in. I go, tell me about UI. He go, it's a broader user interface for Tesla. I'm planning on releasing Call Mind of Car. He continues, are you interested in investing on that project? I go, it's intriguing. Isn't that like Knight Rider?
you're reanimating Kit?
I am. I go, did you ever see that show? Kit was the bomb. He goes, well, I get too busy sometimes, so no. So what do you like to invest in?
So single-minded.
So I then send him a YouTube link of the 40th like greatest moments of Knight Rider.
So are you single-minded.
Yeah. Well, what? I'm trying to help.
No, I know. But I mean, like, he's going, what would you like to invest in? It's like, I want to talk about Kit. What would you like to invest in? Here's some videos of Kit.
I go, this, Elon, this is the future. This is what I want to invest in. You can do it. I believe in you. And then he likes that a comment. He goes, that's not a bad idea at all. No, go back to the 80s. You can see how they executed it. I go, let's talk tomorrow after you have a chance to review. I got you, bro. To infinity and beyond.
Is that you?
That's me.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God.
And that's from Toy Story. And that's
that's
Buzz Lightyear. He goes, how about you invest in Tesla model? I go, if it's like Kit, I will. He goes, you can start with 500 and get back 20 times in 24 hours.
What?
This is what DeSantis in Florida should be investing in.
Yeah, really. And not yell about it either.
Yeah, so I can start with $500 and get back 20 times in 24 hours. I'm allowing this to make an impact in lives all over the world. Please, a Tesla car. I go, slow down, Musk man.
Musk man.
Slow down, Musk man. Show me Kit and I'll give you $5,000.
You know what? I'm sitting here going, this sounds sounds like a Ponzi scheme. Of course it is, stupid. They're scammers.
Joe, see yourself out. You know what to do with you.
Yeah, right.
He goes, would you like to invest all of that? I go, if you show me the Tesla prototype for Kit, I think I would. Now get to work, sir. May the force be with you.
You're just throwing all this space stuff at him.
I am.
I know. I like it.
He goes, we might work on that soon, but it's going to take a while. I go, awesome. I got to go now. I'm going to be like you and make some babies.
Oh, no.
Because he's got like 11 kids.
Does he have a lot of kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got 11 kids.
Named strange things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, so I'd like to know if you'd like to invest now. You can start with 500. And then he shows me like investments, of like pictures of investments, how people are doing well with no names and random screenshots.
Right.
With no names. Yeah. These anonymous people are making a killing.
Yeah, well, no, and it's in like lira or pounds or whatever, or euro. It's in euros. Stocks and shares, 15, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, they show me that like it means something. Oops, what the heck was that? That's not what I wanted to do. I hit a random button. He continues. He goes, all I want is to give opportunities to people. I know it's kind of awkward, so you have nothing to worry about. I give you my 100% assurance. Besides, I know there are a lot of people pretending to me to be me, but I can tell you this. I won't do anything with your money.
I won't do anything with your money. That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
I go, dude, come on, man. I told you, I'm giving someone a rocket ride, and here you are blowing up my phone. Not cool, Elon. Not cool. Go Twitter yourself, and we can talk tomorrow.
Calm down, buddy.
He goes, are you sure you don't want to do this now, sir? So I, on March 19th, I go, of course, I got you, man. We're going to make you bigger than Tom from MySpace.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, nothing. No, that's huge.
For a time.
For a moment, yeah. Yes.
So the next day he goes, okay. Then later on he goes, hello, sir. Hope I'm not being a bother. Ellie, can I call you Ellie? It is very early in the morning. He's messaging me at 4:52 a.m.
Oh, my God. Wait. Wait, where would it be a reasonable hour? Oh, not in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They ain't from these parts.
No, he's about 5 hours ahead, 5-6 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I know, right? How are you doing? Thought about my proposal? I go, I have not. I was having fun last night. He goes, oh, okay. So what do you think about it, sir? I told you, I think the real money is in the Tesla Kit car.
You're just on that.
I most certainly am. He goes, yeah, more like the UI I told you about. I go, dude, you need to think bigger. Look, you've ruined Twitter.
Wow.
Your cars have had to be dropped in price. You're screwing up, man. You should listen to me. And by the way, it was happening in March and it's still happening. The real Elon Musk has been screwing up.
Yeah.
He goes, LOL, and two laughing emojis. He goes, give me a break. I'm trying to help you out here. Seems like you haven't figured that out yet. I go, Ellie, I get it, but I'm trying to help you out.
Ellie.
He goes, I get your point, but let's not talk about that anymore. How about we talk about what you like to invest your money? Is it Tesla products? Because you keep talking about cars. Why not invest in Tesla cars?
Oh, my God.
I go, I'm concerned about Tesla. He goes, So that's why I'm allowing people like you to invest. But you are not showing any interest. Your ideas are great. I goes, I have shown interest. He goes, but we need to start at a step time. Start with investing. And I'll consider your ideas. I go, you should send me a gift card for my ideas. Then I will take that money and invest double in the UI.
You're asking him for a gift card.
Now,
I love
that.
That
you asking for the gift card?
That's me asking for the gift card.
Hysterical.
He goes, okay. And I go, when will you send it? And I think that's a good place to stop.
Okay. Oh, God.
So what do we think of that?
I think it's funny.
Let's put his shoes on the other foot.
Yeah, let's see if I get the – am I going to get the gift card?
I don't know. I don't think you are.
I don't think so either. However, it'll be fun.
Yes. This guy is clearly an African scammer, and he is not getting the cut of my gym.
No, he does not understand what you're saying at all.
It appears by the clock on the wall that time is coming to a close.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All of time?
All of time is coming to a close. So, Joe, where will you be?
Yeah, Friday, August 4th in New York City. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club, 10 o'clock show. Go to BroadwayComedyClub.com or dial 212-757-2323.
All right. And Saturday, August 12th, I'll be at the Apex Brewery in Monroe, New York. For tickets, go to apexbrews.com. So we definitely want to appreciate you guys hanging out with us. It's been fun. We will bring you a brand new show next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.